CIA officer Mark Polymeropoulos went to Moscow in 2017 for meetings with Russian intelligence officials. Polymeropoulos never thought he'd come back to the U.S. with a career-ending traumatic brain injury.
It's been 4 years of a 24/7 headache, which is, you know, not only is it painful physically, but just from a mental health perspective, it's pretty debilitating. So while I've gotten better because of the treatment I've received at Walter Reed's National Intrepid Center of Excellence, that's one of the world's leading traumatic brain injury programs, I'm still not there yet, so I'm still suffering.
Polymeropoulos says he woke up in his hotel room dizzy, ears ringing, and suffering a never-ending migraine. A year earlier, diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Havana reported similar symptoms. At first, the U.S. government considered the cases anomalies. But 5 years later, at least 200 U.S. government officials and some of their relatives are struggling to recover from unexplained health incidents, also known as Havana syndrome. The Biden administration says these cases have spurred it to find the cause.
When you sit down with our people and hear what's happened to them, how they've been affected, it's very, very powerful. And it only reinforces in me the absolute conviction that we need to do everything possible for our people to care for them, to protect them, to get to the bottom of what happened.
The assumption, the officials are being attacked with weapons that use lasers or microwaves instead of bullets, similar to what's being demonstrated here. The injuries have turned up in Vienna, in Bogota, in Guangzhou, and in Hanoi, just before Vice President Kamala Harris's visit in August. Some speculate Russia is behind the attacks, a charge the Kremlin denies. Still, CIA Director Bill Burns recently warned Moscow there would be payback if true. The Trump administration also blamed Cuba, expelling some of their diplomats in 2017. Mark Polymeropoulos and his lawyer believe the government should tell the public all it knows.
We don't know what the intelligence community knows truly about these incidents. And if revealing certain information would cause our country greater problems. But I'd like to think that hopefully we are the victim and solely the victim in this situation, and that we have something that we can do in response.
Doctors say the cases resemble the traumatic brain injuries U.S. forces suffered in IED attacks during the Iraq War. Congress recently passed the Havana Act to make sure the injured get the care they need. But it doesn't address the growing unease some feel about serving abroad. Mark Polymeropoulos says the CIA has stood by him in the past 4 years, but he wants the U.S. to send a message. These attacks won't be tolerated.
They say this is an act of war, and so we're going to have to respond appropriately. So, you know, I don't think this is just simple sanctions. Certainly you don't want to start, you know, World War III over this, but there's going to be have to be some really tough measures taken against our adversary. You know, if it's Russia, this is serious business now.
A call to action to protect those who thought they knew the risks that came with their jobs. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.